My friends, will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I hate to say it to you, my friends, but the reality of the human condition is that there never seems to be enough. There never seems to be enough food to go around. There never seems to be enough shelter to go around. There never seems to be enough peace to go around, and there never seems to be enough love to go around. You want evidence of this? Turn on any news channel or open up any newspaper, and you will see it. Statistics of the homeless population, statistics of the number of people that are starving around the world, news of the wars that are happening and the threats that are being made. These last few weeks, they've been extra difficult, haven't they? What did we have? But we had the words Hurricane Harvey. The worst of hurricanes, it seems to hit. And for me, I'm a statistical and a numbers person, and I had to go see just how bad it was. And maybe you know these numbers, but I just can't get over them. To see that almost 52 inches of rain were dropped in some areas of Houston. That's what, about 10 years of rain for us in Southern California. But 52 inches. And what did it amount to? But 19 trillion gallons of water, leaps and bounds above how much was dropped during Hurricane Katrina. To see that 1 million people were evacuated, to see that approximately 185,000 homes were destroyed, not knowing just how many people that put homeless. And to see, even worse yet, that approximately 60 people lost their life because of that hurricane. But then it wasn't enough, was it? Because we hadn't even finished with Harvey when we heard the word Irma. Here, Texas has been hit, and we're overwhelmed by the news, and here we have Florida having to prepare. Around 7 million people having to evacuate their homes in preparation for what was coming their way. A hurricane that made landfall in Florida 7 different times as a hurricane, hitting pretty much the entire state. To hear that 25% of homes in Key West were lost, and to hear that 75 lives were cost through that hurricane. But it doesn't end there, does it? Because when it seemed like Harvey was enough, and then here comes Irma, but Irma that came through Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, and before they could even think about recovering from Irma, what happens but Maria? Maria comes into what's already a damaged and broken group of islands and comes through and takes an additional 27 lives and absolutely devastated Puerto Rico and our 3 Virgin Islands. To see them without a hope of wondering how they're going to recover. To hear the news that the Virgin Islands depend on Puerto Rico, and with Puerto Rico devastated like it was, makes it so the Virgin Islands have no idea what they're going to do. But hurricanes wasn't enough, was it? Because in the midst of Harvey, what happened but the earthquake in Mexico? One that can really hit home for us in Southern California. We don't get threatened by hurricanes and tornadoes, but earthquake is a word that we know. And what happens but an earthquake that took over 300 lives in Mexico? to see them having to dig in the rubble of schools to try to rescue children that just will absolutely break your heart. And hurricanes and earthquakes weren't enough. It kind of slid by with not a lot of people knowing, but what happened in the midst of Hurricane Harvey and Mexico earthquakes, but a mudslide in Sierra Leone that cost 300 lives, with over 100 of those lives being children. And that doesn't even address everything else that was happening at the same time. If you add it all up, it could make it seem like we're hopeless as a world. It can make it seem like there's nothing we can do, because we struggle in the day-to-day as a world, don't we? We see the poverty, the devastation, and the brokenness, and we don't have a solution. We don't have a solution for children that are starving or being kidnapped and put into slavery and children's armies. We don't have solutions for nuclear arms and civil wars. But what did I read? But in the midst of the Sierra Leone tragedy, if you didn't know, one day after the mudslide, they declared a moment of silence for the entire country. Could you imagine our country having a moment of silence in every human being within it? But they took a moment of silence for all of those who had passed and all of those they were still searching for. And CNN quoted the pastor that was on site for the prayers at the site of the devastation. And who was it but a United Methodist bishop? The United Methodist Church is incredibly strong and fast growing in Africa. And Bishop John Yambasu was quoted as saying this in his prayer: "We have been through 10 years of war, then Ebola, and now this. Have mercy on Sierra Leone, Father." Isn't that what should be our prayer on this day of World Communion? Hurricanes and earthquakes and mudslides and wars. Father, it seems like too much. It seems more than we can handle. Have mercy on us. But the good news today is that God does have mercy on us. The good news today is that World Communion Sunday reminds us that God is in all places at all times. That there are tables like this all around the world. There are tables in hurricane-riddled Texas, Florida, and the Virgin Islands. There are tables like this in the midst of the rubble of Mexico City. There are tables like this in the flooded streets of Sierra Leone. There are tables like this in North and South Korea. There are tables like this in the Middle East. There are tables like this in the North, the South, the East, and the West. And whether those tables have Hawaiian bread or pita bread or no bread at all, whether those tables have wine or grape juice or water, at each one of those tables are God's children gathered to receive his mercy and love. And the good news is that God's love and mercy is bigger than anything we could ever imagine. That God's love is the first responder. God's love was there in the midst of Harvey. God's love was there in the midst of Irma. God's love was there in the midst of Maria. God's love is there in the midst of earthquakes and mudslides and floods and wars. Because you have to look and see it. We can't just hear the bad news. We have to hear the stories of victory, of workers that are in there and not giving up until every last person is pulled from the rubble. We can't not read the stories of cruise ships that go in to bring people who are homeless into safety. We can't ignore the stories of the good news in each of these tragedies and to give God thanks for his presence and his love. To hear about churches that are already setting up for work teams to come in and rebuild. To hear about UMCOR that was in there the minute the rains stopped. And United Methodist volunteers that will be there for 10 plus years to rebuild. There are miracle stories in each one of these, and it's God's fingerprint saying, I love you, and I have mercy on you. I can't stop the devastation, but I can be there to bring hope in the midst of it. And that's what this table represents. This table that unites us through one single cross. And you know what? I see it each day. The attempt at divisions. Have you seen it, how they're trying to divide us? How they're trying to take little things and make it big things to create arguments and divisions. And what happens in divisions, but divisions weaken us. And I beg us right now, seeing how much is happening, to realize that now is the time when we need to be united, that we can't be divided. We can't be divided over the things that don't matter. And what matters? But people matter. Children matter. Rice bowls matter. Peace matters. And all of that comes from our unity that happens at this table. To realize that God can provide the mercy we need. That when our hearts are broken, it's a call for us to act. When our hearts are broken, we can begin on our knees in prayer to God. To pray for the victims, to pray for the brokenness, to pray for the tragedy, to pray for the losses, and to pray that God will be there. And then to listen, to hear how it is that God might be calling us to act, to realize that the well of mercy and love overflows. Because the number of God's children in this world is overflowing. We added one more today. Praise God. Amen. It's overflowing. And we are a part of that. So how do we work as we gather at this table to not be divided, but to be united under the banner of his love? That is for all people. You see what happens. The food may run out. The shelter may run out. The patience may run out. But what doesn't run out is God. For you see, with God, his love never runs out. With God, his grace never runs out. With God, his help never runs out. With God, his provision never runs out. So what we need to make sure we do is to not let our faith in God run out. We cannot become people who believe there's no hope as long as there's a God, as long as there's a Savior, as long as there's a church to be God's presence and God's hands and feet. Because anything that's destroyed can be rebuilt because of people like us and churches like ours. So let us trust in God and God's plan, acting on the plan when we are called. And I ask you the question, where is God calling you to be the well of his love and grace that never runs out? Because my friends, we are the church, and we should be proud to be God's presence. Amen.